views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, and that address is AskSueLondon.com. Again, it's AskSueLondon.com. And, folks, when you're at the website, I want to invite you to sign up for the free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that newsletter, we've got lots of great gifts and bonuses to give you. But also, when you sign up for the newsletter, we're automatically going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life you desire. And just so you know, these tools that I'm going to talk about in the videos are the same tools that I used in my own personal life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life, how I overcame abuse, went through divorce, and had a near-death experience. So the address to get the free videos is you sign up for the free newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I also want to invite you, when you're at AskSueLondon.com, to sign up for the affiliate program, because we've got lots of great things happening. And every time you share my products or my services or training programs and someone signs up, I'm going to send you a nice little thank you check. So to do that, you have to go to AskSueLondon.com and go to the affiliate section and sign up. And it doesn't cost you a cent, but I'd love to send you some money just for helping me help others. So Brian, my friend, welcome to the producer's seat today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back once again working with you, Sue. Always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, let me ask you. Tonight we have a big show.
Yes.
Did you have a dream last night?
No.
No. Okay, well, thanks for filling in that short part of the show.
I'm kidding. But...
No, I'm only kidding. Did you have a dream?
No.
Seriously, no? No. Okay, well, you know, tonight we have an amazing guest. We have got Kaye here. And Kaye is a dream expert. He is an amazing, amazing man. And he has wrote Dictionary, Dreams, Signs, and Symbols, The Source Code. And it's the ultimate spiritual guide to dream interpretation. And, Brian, I've got to tell you, I've talked to so many people who have been sharing their dreams with me. And it's interesting what people are saying that they dream about.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're going to have a good show tonight.
I think so, too.
Now, let me ask you. What's happening for the big holiday, American holiday tomorrow?
Hoping to
get in your area.
Yeah, hoping to get together with friends this weekend. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, us Canadians, we enjoyed our holiday on July the 1st, and we had some nice weather here for a while, and we got together with different people, and Ross and I went down to the waterfront, had nice relaxing time. And then the heavens broke out, and we had rain. So it was really a nice, relaxing day for us. But I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful day tomorrow. So to all our American friends that are listening, happy holiday for tomorrow. And make sure that you are safe tomorrow, and be responsible with your driving. So, Brian, I think there's nothing else new. We'll get on with the show now, eh?
Why don't we?
No more
yep.
news to share?
Nope. So why don't we get started?
Perfect. Well, folks, let me tell you about our amazing guest. you have the opportunity today, guys, to call into the show and actually on the air have a dream interpretation with Kaya, our dream expert. Incredible man, folks. I can't talk highly enough about him. Now, all you got to do is you just have to call us. And the number you're going to call us is 1-800-930-2819. So while you're picking up the dial, I want to tell you about our guest. Now, Kaya is a spiritual teacher. He's an author, an international lecturer on angels, and a worldwide specialist on the interpretation of dreams, signs, and symbols in more than 43 countries. He is also the founder, chairman, and CEO of UCM, a multinational nonprofit organization. His profound spiritual knowledge, expertise on dream, sign, and symbol interpretation, his philanthropy, exemplary devotion, and humanitarian aid is a source of inspiration for millions of people on this planet, folks. His work has been featured in Spiritually and Health, Origin magazine, and so many more places. Now, you can learn about Kaya and his book that we're talking about today, which is Dictionary, Dreams, Signs, Symbols, The Source Code, The Ultimate Spiritual Guide to Dream Interpretation. Learn all about that. Purchase the book at ucm.ca. So without any further delay, Kaya, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Hello, Sue. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
I have to say, I'm proud to tell everybody you are a fellow Canadian as well.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm Canadian. I'm from Saint-Agathe. It's near Montreal, about an hour and a half north of Montreal. And yes, and I'm proud to be Canadian and proud to represent also all Canadians all around the world now to really understand all the keys that we have inside our consciousness.
I got to tell you, you are a French Canadian. So do you find that you speak a lot of French, like more French your language than the Canadian?
Yes, I'd say now I teach all around the world in so many countries. So I speak French, but basically I can use both languages very easily now.
Are you? Oh, good, good. Well, I'm really proud to share a fellow Canadian on the show today. So thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a great joy, because it's so important to understand through dreams and through symbolic language what we can do to discover who we are deeply, because with our dreams we can really have a connection to our spiritual autonomy.
I was going to mention to you now, before we go any further, why don't you tell everybody what happened that changed, how the dreams changed your life, altered your destiny?
I've always been very, very spiritual. Even when I was a child, I started to be in church when I was very, very young, to be involved and to help the community and to do community work. So it was such a natural thing for me to always be in connection and try to understand myself through others. And about 20 years ago, I had a life experience that completely changed my life. I've always been involved with different foundations, and okay, especially with children that were in terminal disease. And one day there was a young woman. She was 19 years old, and so she called at the foundation. And then she needed to see me before she died, because she said that she had received a dream.
Okay.
So I was so touched about that. So I took the first plane at that time to go and visit her. Mm-hmm. And I had one of the most beautiful and powerful afternoons of my entire life. And about 2 weeks after, she passed away. Mm-hmm. And without knowing that she just died, she came to visit me in a dream.
Okay.
And it was so, so real, so extraordinary. And she said that they had a gift for me, and to thank me. And she brought me in a large black room. And in the middle of the room, there was a large and long table. And in the middle of the table, there was a kind of like a square. And it was like sort of like the mirror. And I was able to see the tunnel of light that we see when we die.
Yes. Yeah, I know that light very well.
Yes. And she said, normally you have to die to see this, so you would have seen it while you are alive. So don't be shy. Talk about it. This will completely transform your life. And I woke up in tears of joy, and it was so extraordinary. And after that dream, I started to receive 10 to 50 dreams every night, and I still continue to do that for the last 20 years now. So I've been studying in parallel worlds and in dreams, and after that experience also, I walked away from my career and I became a hermit for many, many years just to study dreams, and without knowing that one day I would become a teacher about that subject.
Now, do you find that your dreams are guiding you, would you say now? Or are you finding, like what happens for me, example, I find there was a period in my life when I was going through challenges, and I would have dreams. I'd look up in a dream book, and they were right on exactly what was happening. Mm-hmm. Now what happens, it's more like loved ones on the other side are kind of giving me messages, like who I need to call that needs, you know, maybe I'm thinking about you phone call, or a name might come to me, or a title of a next book, that kind of thing. This is kind of what happens with me now. Is that sort of similar to what happens for you now?
Yes. That's correct. The more we open ourselves to dream and signs, and the more after a long period of most of the time difficulties of cleansing, because at the beginning we start to go deep inside the soul to cleanse the memories that we have accumulated over time.
Right.
The best way to understand what is a soul is to make like the connection with that our soul is like a living computer.
Okay.
And we record positive and negative memories through all our experience, and it creates who we are. And all these information that can come from our parents, from our grandparents, et cetera, et cetera. So all this is inside this inner computer. And at the beginning, when we start to open ourselves and when the unconscious starts to open, we can receive a lot of nightmares and having anguish. And it's like, because it's like a volcano that just opens the doors of millions of memories that we have accumulated over time, that have created fears, that have created discomfort, lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence, et cetera, et cetera. So this is like a process that we visit. And this is why when I share dreams to people, because sometimes people are afraid to dream because they say, I don't want to have a nightmare.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I always explain to them that you're not only the nightmare.
Uh-huh.
The nightmare is just like a small percentage of the memories that you have accumulated over time. Maybe you're 0.005% of what you see in the nightmare. Even if it's very huge and very intense and there's a lot of violence, it's just like a small fraction, because you don't behave like that. So, so that's very important to really have a good connection. But you are right. With time, we can receive dreams about the past to cleanse the memories, to understand what we have, or just to be in contact and to reactivate potentials. Or we can visit the present time and also the future to understand the probabilities of what we can become.
Yeah, it's just an amazing journey.
Yes.
Can I get you to hold that thought? Because we have to take a commercial break. Folks, I want to encourage you, phone us today and talk to Kaya. Share your dreams with him, and he will interpret them for you. Number to call us is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions to us through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back shortly.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out have catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stamos is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today I've got an amazing guest here with me. His name is Kaya. And today he's helping you to understand the meanings behind your dreams. And folks, all you got to do is just give us a call and Kaya will interpret your dreams today. Now don't be shy. Just all you have to do is pick up your phone and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also share your dream on the instant feedback area of our website, transformationtalkradio.com. Okay, Kaya, I have a daughter that she's the entertainment every time we get together. She dreams, dreams, dreams. She's very attuned. And I phoned her this morning and said, hey, what is your dream that I'm going to share with Kaya today? I have to tell you, she's coming over regularly to look at your book, to look up all the meanings of her dreams. She loves mm-hmm. your book. Now, so anyway, she has normally has these really wild out there dreams, but last night she dreamt that she was at her work, and this, she's just recently, by the way, started a brand new job. And she was at work, and she was calling people in her dreams, and she was seeing all the codes that she had to like input to reach the different contacts. So that was her dream last night. Now, would you say there would be a message behind that, or is this just kind of her in her excitement, you know, reliving the day?
Yeah. So a dream is just—it's not just a cycle of images. A dream is in connection with our soul and with our life program. So what we see in dream is the representations of qualities and forces that she is now developing. So she's going to have like a great opening in communication to make contact. If the ambience was good in a dream, it explained that she's really in a very, she's in a very beautiful step in her life. And it's going to go very, very well. She's going to see herself succeeding very fast, having great connection, having this intuition that sometimes it's so incredible when you start to do contact and suddenly, you hear the other person on the line saying, it's so funny that you called. We were just like talking about that this morning, you know. It's like, yeah, and yeah, what are your services? We are interested. Talk about us. Talk about it, because it's, you know, wow. And it's like, so one day we can feel that synchronicity, and in the universe we can even connect with it and feel it, and then with our dreams we can see our personality, we can see our potential evolve, either in a very good way, or sometimes we can have warnings that are very, very important to understand. Even with our children, when they are very young, it's so amazing if you start to understand and to interpret their dreams. And the new dictionary, the source code, like your daughter is now inspired by it, it's not just a book. It's really one of the most advanced tool in dream interpretation. You know, I've been working with doctors and teachers and therapists from many, many countries that are my students, and it has been helping and working. It's a work that I've done over 15 years, and it's really something that now is creating a new platform for people to have access to their spiritual autonomy through the interpretations of their dreams. So this dream for your daughter is really explaining a great potential, and she's going to have she's going to feel it's going to go easy, and she's going to have great synchronicities, because through the dream we can see her life program in action.
And you know, it is so true about her, because you know, she was in a job where it was not good, and the more she started blossoming, you could say, this just fell in her lap. And it's just, every time her and I get together, we can read each other. She's very in tune. She has her Reiki training. She took her level one when she was like just a child, through 11 years old. And she's very gifted. And she does. She'll say, you know, Mom, I need to do this. Or, you know, she worked for a while at a nursing home, and she would do Reiki massages on the patients and that to help them. And she'd say, you know, I know that person's going to cross over tomorrow. And sure enough, then, you know, she'd come home and say, yeah, they did. But she would help them. And she's a very old soul. And so it's making sense what you're saying about that dream, because honestly, I've never known somebody to dream like she does.
That's wonderful, because we have to know that when we have this great potential, then the new generation are very, very open to dreams. Yeah. And it will become in the future one of the most symbolic language will become one of the most important knowledge that will even change science and neurology, etc. Because to understand our brains, we have to understand that it is, we are like a living computer, and all based on states of consciousness. And the objectives of our evolution as human beings is to develop qualities and to become a better person. That's the only reason why we exist. And through the dreams and the symbols, all the symbols are the representations of a state of consciousness. You see, when she was making phone calls, and it's at work, phone calls is in the representation of communication. If you have a table in a dream, you see a table is, what do we do with the table? What is the reason why we have invented the table, sort of? We have received this invention, we should say. It's a symbol of sharing. We share a meal, we share our ideas, we share our work, we use a table to share, to gather together. So it's always very, very logical. Symbols are very logical. Every object, every situation represents states of consciousness that are linked to qualities or weaknesses or a little bit of both. So it's all like an animal, a cat in a dream. If we see a cat, it's not just a cat. It's a state of consciousness related to if the cat is beautiful, it is the quality. So we have independence in us. We have grace. We have adaptability, etc. And if it is negative, then we are over independent, or we don't have enough independence in our life. So it's always like a state of consciousness. So of course, sometimes we can feel that dreams are incoherent. We think it doesn't mean anything, but even a small dream or a long movie is very, very important, and it can bring an acceleration of our evolution. Because everything we can see in our dreams and we can understand and that we can transform, or it creates aspects that we don't necessarily have to go through certain situation in life. So because a dream is like the preparation of who we are, the probabilities of what we can become. So if we have a recurrent dream with a lot of aggressivity, for example, and we don't change that inner aggressivity, then we become like a radio. We have a wave of aggressivity, and we attract situations that are negative and aggressive. Because one day, and this is what angels, I think, are all about, sort of, because it's the best symbols to represent dreamers, because it's a human with wings, in fact. So it is that one day we understand that our life is also like a dream. And now I try to live my life exactly like if it was a dream, because I attract people and situation, and I always have something to learn from everybody. Yes. And exactly like in a dream, it is a defragmentation of our consciousness through symbols, objects, situation, people. It represents ourselves and the interaction we have with others, like in the same way in life where we have objects, situation, we and interactions with others.
Yeah. So well said. I'm glad that you said about how you attract the people on that, because that's what I like to share with people as well. How to live your life.
Yeah, because if let's say we are the law of, we call that the law of resonance. There's
right.
many ways to talk about that, but the law of resonance explains that life is like a dream. So if we are bothered by someone, that's because we have like a resonance. We have in our soul certain memories. Maybe we have 0.05% of memories that are in connection with that person and that negativity. So, and this is why we need to meet that person. So this way we can uncover the memories that we have within ourselves, and then we can transform them, of course, just by acknowledging the notions of the resonance.
Right, and so, folks, you've heard me say everything does happen for a reason. Here's some more proof for y'all. Now, on that thought, we have to take another commercial break. So let's take a break. Folks, you're being shy today. Call us. Don't be shy. Our phone number here is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. Call us and have your dreams interpreted. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be returned after this quick break.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts, fans from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast, with a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio. I'm your host, Sue London. And today, folks, we've got Kaya here with us, and he's helping us all understand the meanings behind our dreams. Now, I want to share, before I ask you this, share about this dream, Kaya. I had a meant to be happen yesterday, and my computer software, I guess, well, my computer crashed, which turned out to be my software issue. So when I went into my local future shop, by the way, I have to say, Neil, thank you. I love you. You're my godsend. You're my answered prayer all the time. I was talking to the folks, Kaya, at our future shop store, and I was saying, okay, what are your dreams, guys? Share your dreams. And the one guy said he dreams about food all the time.
Yeah.
How would you interpret that?
That's interesting. Because there's always the plus in the mind. It's in symbolic language. So if it is a beautiful dream, let's say you have like a beautiful table with some good healthy food and it's well balanced and etc., then it will become a symbol of abundance because the food is there to give us energy to our body. So if we have healthy foods, so we will have like great energy to manifest ourselves concretely, physically. We will wake up in the morning, even if we have slept like 4 hours and you have a dream that and you were eating something that was very good for you, you will not feel that you just slept 4 hours. So you will feel regenerated and really strong to, and you will have a lot of good energy. But of course, if food is presented in a negative way, it can be related to the notions of difficulties with insecurities, to we're always afraid to have lacks and to have regarding the manifestations. It can be also related to people that will have affective problems because they have like emotional dependencies that are creating like a compensation because they have lacks inside, so they transpose this to have more energy in the food, so it is really connecting to that. So it really depends. A dream, it's very important, the plus and minus. So a beautiful dream is always very, very beautiful. And a negative dream, it doesn't have to be a huge nightmare. It can be just negative symbols that are there. So it's like expressing different aspects of our behaviors, feelings, or ways of thinking. So this is like depending on what he was seeing in the dreams, it will be one or the other.
Yeah, he was saying it was basically chicken. He loves chicken, and he would go for his lunchtime. There was a restaurant near to where their store is, and he got the delicious, every lunchtime, same meal, this chicken dinner. And he actually would dream at night about the chicken dinner. So I think that would be a good dream, right?
Yes, but maybe not also, because a chicken can create in the energy. Because on the negative side, it can become a connection where we become the energy, the state of consciousness of the animal. So sort of we will be like always adding insecurities, because the chicken is always like looking at something to eat, and he's very nervous. He's very down to earth. It's a bird. A bird is related to the air element, the world of thoughts. So it is like our thoughts that are really on the ground, but always like afraid that, you know, and there's a rooster that is not always very nice also. So this can, to be positive, it's got to be very, very nice, unless it can be like someone that's got a lot of insecurities, and you see it through that kind of symbol.
Okay. Well, I will talk with him tomorrow when I pick up my computer for more details about that.
Yes.
And I'll let you know, okay?
That's
now,
good.
We do have Ron from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, that's on the website here. So he sent a message, and this is what his dream was. Thank you, Ron, for being part of the show. So Ron says, I recently left my job, and I dream about my ex-manager getting back at me. Oh, dear.
Mm. Okay. So he's going to ask the first question. Like I said, the symbol can be always positive or negative. So if his ex-manager was very, in a dream, he was very positive, very, you know, having a good attitude with him, then it's very positive, because what it represents for him, it will be like something, maybe a new connection, a new job that will be presented to him eventually. It doesn't mean necessarily he's going to go to the same place, but it's going to be like he's going to be meeting someone like this person that will be like he's going to create a connection probably in the days to come, or in a certain period of time. It will be like that. But if the manager was not a good symbol, let's say that he was someone that he had like a problem, an attitude of authority, too much, you know, authority, etc., then it will be like the notions where this is not just in a dream. We have to understand that we're not just a victim. We are also the aggressor. We are both sides at the same time. So it means that we have a little bit of energy like this person that we need to transform. We need to understand. So depending on what this manager is represented. So, and then we need to finish this cycle, unless if we don't feel good in the dream, if we feel bothered by him, etc., then we need to understand, okay, what is the purpose of this relationship, and what am I learning in terms of qualities? So I need to I need to learn to say things when it's time to talk. Maybe I need to improve because I had a lack of confidence in myself, etc. And this will be like the challenge of this relationship that is still continuing to come in dreams, because it is not solved. So if we don't change that, then eventually we can have other situation. If it's negative, then it will come back to us through in other form, through other people and other situation.
Okay. Now, Ron, as you're hearing this, is there anything that you want to add or share, or more questions around this? Kaya, we're doing this through the joy of technology. And
yeah, wonderful, okay. Wonderful. That's great.
So
that's important to understand. Was the manager was having a good attitude, the positive or negative? So this will be, and what is the representation of this manager? So was he very kind? Was he very always anxious about doing the job done, etc.? So what sort of energy does he represent for him?
Okay, so Ron, if you want to type that back, then Kai can go into more detail here for you. Now, on that point, we have to go to a commercial break, like in about 1 minute here. But can I ask you a quick question before we go to the break?
Yes.
Do you find, is there a common dream that you find people have?
That is quite interesting, and because water is really something that we can see in dreams, and the four elements are very, very important in dreams and interpretations. Maybe we can talk about that when we come back after the message, because these are fundamental keys for people, categories of symbols, and water will represent emotions.
Oh.
So if we see ourselves near the water, or if we see ourselves drowning, or if we see ourselves swimming and it's going well, all this will be in connection with our emotions. If we see fish, if we see a boat, etc., a tsunami or a glass of water, whatever that will be in connection with liquids will be in connection with how we manage our emotions. So it's the same thing for, let's say, for alcohol. So for those who can have, like, difficulties with alcohol, then they can receive a lot of troubled dreams about water or about liquids, about alcohols also, that will express their difficulties with their emotions.
Oh, well, why don't we take a break, and then let's talk about that more when we come back.
Yes.
Sound good? So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. You want to learn more about Kaya and purchase his new book, which is Dictionary, Dream Signs and Symbols, The Source Code, The Ultimate Spiritual Guide to Dream Interpretation, go to UCM.ca. And to learn more about me, your host, Sue London, go to AskSueLondon.com. We're going to take this quick break, and we will be back soon. Stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwen Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwenRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my amazing guest, Kaya. To learn more about Kaya and to purchase his amazing book that is The Dictionary, Dreams, Signs, Symbols, The Source Code, The Ultimate Spiritual Guide to Dream Interpretation, I really encourage you to go to his website, ucm.ca. Now, Kaya, before the break, you were talking about the most common dreams, and you were saying that's water.
Do you want to add more to that? Yeah, no, so water, we can see ourselves in different conditions. Let's say we have a tsunami in a dream. So this can be a very troubled dream because there's an emergence of a lot of intense emotional memories that we have accumulated over time. So it is, dreams are a very sequence of information that are very, very logical. If we see a real tsunami, it's much more intense than a glass of water that's going to drop on us and fall. So it will represent like a huge accumulation that we have done over a long, long period of time. And of course, these sort of dreams, when people are going through depression or burnout, etc., then they will have these emergence of very, very intense dreams. Toilets are also very interesting. So people, because the toilets, you know, they have problems with the toilets, whatever, then it will have difficulties to digest experimentation, to eliminate information in us, to really like cleanse, to transform, to purify, you know, things that we need to recycle in us. And so this will create like, if we have like a problem with a toilet, we can be sure that the person's going to have digestion problems. You know, it's completely related. Our dreams are really expressing what's happening in our body also.
Sorry, go ahead, because I got more questions for you, but keep going. Tell me when to talk.
Yeah, if we continue with the four elements, so that are very, very important. So I invite people that are listening to us, so if you are in your car right now, so remember that, because like fire, air, water, and earth are the most important aspects in dream interpretations, because they are categories of symbols that we always need to relate to. So fire is related to energy, to our spirit. So it is representations of our vital energy. So if we see like a beautiful fireplace and it's very warm, then we have like a beautiful energy in us to warm and to bring warmth to people, etc. But if we see like something that is in fire, then we have lots of angriness. Our energy is destroying situation, people, our life, etc. So these are aspects that are important. Then we have the air element that is related to the world of thoughts. So if we see planes, if we see birds, whatever that is in connection with the air element, we are in connection with our thoughts. So that's very important. And then water, we talked about, this is our emotion. And any symbols that are on earth are in contact with the world of actions. So if we see a car, a train, if we see someone walking, it's related to our action. And so the four elements are very important, because we can relate what sort of consciousness, what type of dreams that we are receiving. Is it a dream that is talking about our emotions? Is it a dream that is talking about the way I think? Or it is the world of action, or it is my energy that is creating situation through the fire element.
How interesting. Now, but we do want to encourage everybody to get your book.
I have to say this is really a very advanced work. You know, it's 15 years of work, and I've been working with many, many doctors and teachers, and this book is like in 43 countries around the world now. It will be published and presented, and even, you know, I have lots of students also in India now, so that are and I even teach to children also. I give webinars. I have around 20,000 students in that are following biweekly webinars on dreams and signs interpretations, and I go there now so very often, and I have a lot of psychiatrists and hospitals also that are using our books in many, many, many ways. So I'm very happy to share this knowledge with people.
And you know what I like about it is, like years ago, I told you a bit about my story. I used to have Crohn's disease, and I was in and out of hospitals, and the thing that I saw, nobody took the interest to see how my children were doing. And I had worked at the time with Dr. Bernie Siegel, who interprets drawings. And so I would have the kids draw a picture and send a picture to me, and I was able to see where they were emotionally with the drawings. But I think that your book is absolutely a phenomenal tool with helping children that may be going through traumas, for helping the family to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. This book, we can help also any people that are therapists, any doctors, any people, teachers or parents, or for ourselves, you know, because it's a very practical dictionary. You have like the explanation of the symbol in that, you know, with different angles and different situations we can meet. And then there's always the plus and the minus. So if we see, let's say we see a boat, and in a dream, the boat was very beautiful and very strong and everything was okay. Then you read the positive side in the dictionary of the boat, and then you can relate to this. And if you see the boat that is, you know, like drawing, or there's a major difficulties, then you can read the minus aspect. So the dictionary is quite helping, very simple to use, but also there's very lots of information. It's not just like two lines, you know, per symbols.
No.
It's a 900 pages document, and it's called the source code, and there's a reason for that, because it's really like if we know about computers, we know that they use the same aspects to express the 0110011, which is the source code. And it is the same thing in dreams and in our soul. We always have plus, minus, 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 plus, 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 minus, minus, plus, plus. When we do something, we are gentle, but at the same time, we are shy. We are maybe anxious. So in a dream, we will see our gentleness, and we will see another symbol that will represent the aspect that we are shy, and another angle to express our the aspect that we are anxious. So this is how we can understand the subtleties of our consciousness and of our personalities.
And I have to say it again, folks, this is a must-read book for each of you to purchase. And, Kaya, you can purchase it, correct, through ucm.ca, the website?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct, yes. And it's also available on Amazon also, so people can find it on any bookstores also all across Canada. So it's possible you can go in a bookstore and you ask for the dictionary, the source code by Kaya, and they're supposed to be able to find it for you if they don't have it.
And, folks, if you are driving and you've missed this information, you can email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and I will certainly connect you to that website address again. And we do have all this information on our Facebook fan page and Twitter and Google and everywhere else. Kaya, we are out of time, my friend. This show went so quickly, as we both predicted in the beginning, right?
No, it's so interesting when we... Dreams and signs interpretation is the knowledge of the future. And we will see that awareness through that knowledge that will grow and grow. And it's something that is very profound and that can make extraordinary transformation when we know how to interpret dreams.
And folks, again, go to his website. Go to Kaya's website, ucm.ca. You got to get a copy of this book. Kaya, my friend, I love you. Thank you for the work you're doing. And thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Brian. Angelic blessings to all of you.
Oh, thank you.
All your audience.
Folks, we're out of time. We had a quick show. Next week, join us for Dr. Kevin Morrison, and he'll be helping you understand why things are happening in your life for what reason. So join us for that. On behalf of our guest, Kaya, and my wonderful fill-in producer, Brian Sullivan, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. And remember, you got a long weekend, so be safe, everybody. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts, fans from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast, with a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts, fans from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast, with a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.